أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. وأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين. وقالت لأخته قصيه فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. Discussing the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam shortly after the birth of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we discussed that Musa alayhi salam was born in that year when Fir'aun was killing the newborn boys of the Bani Israel, and the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested itself when Hazrat Musa alayhi salat was born in that same year, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had inspired the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam that she should breastfeed Musa alayhi salam, but when fear overcomes her, then she should take Musa alayhi salam, place him into some kind of a box, and then place him into the river and let that flow. But at the same time, Allah also inspired her, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, that do not fear, do not have grief. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ, certainly we will cause him to return to you. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and we are going to make him from amongst the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also explained that the people of Fir'aun picked up Musa alayhi salatu wassalam only for him to become an enemy and a means of grief for them. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks again about the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam being picked up, وقالت امرأتو فرعون, the wife of Fir'aun said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكَ, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is the coolness of my eyes and your eyes. In other words, she said this to Fir'aun, looking at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Taha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي, that Allah had placed a unique kind of love in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that whoever would look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, their hearts will be filled with the love of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the wife of Fir'aun was no exception to this fact, that when she saw Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately she falls in love with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was a quality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. And she said that he will be a coolness of my eyes and a coolness of your eyes. لا تقتلوه, do not kill him, because it was quite obvious that this is a child from amongst the Bani Israel, a child that has been just newly born in the year in which the children of the Bani Israel were being killed. So she pleads on behalf of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, asa ayyan fa'ana aw nattakhidahu walada, that perhaps he will be a means of benefit to us, or we can take him as a son, we can adopt him as a son. Wahum la yash'urun, but they were unaware of the qualities of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In one narration, the response of Fir'aun was that he'll be a coolness to your eyes, but he'll never be a coolness to my eyes. But because of his love for his wife that overpowered him at that particular time, he allowed her to keep Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they were unaware of the fact that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would become the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would be that child whom they feared most, that will overthrow Fir'aun, and obviously he will have the sovereignty of the earth that will be given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا, that in the morning, the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she got up and her heart was filled with fear, and Allah says, إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ, that it was very close that she would have spoken and she would have unveiled the whole incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She would have exposed him, she would have spoken the truth to the people, But at the same time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes care of this, and He says, لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا. Had we not created strength in her heart, أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا actually means to tie her heart. We gave such strength to her that she was able to bear this pain, the pain that any mother would go through, putting her child into this water. And obviously, the mother will understand and realize what she goes through, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had strengthened her heart at that time, لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that he might remain from amongst the believers, that she will remain firm on the command of Allah, that inspiration that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had inspired her. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّي. And at the same time, when she realized that this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but obviously she wanted to know the whereabouts of Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam. So she sends the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam saying, Qussi, follow Musa alayhi salat wa salam. Fabasurat bihi an junub wa hum la yash'urun. And she looked towards Musa alayhi salam, or she looked after Musa alayhi salat wa salam, an junubin, from afar or as a stranger. In other words, she did not disclose the identity of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, neither does she disclose her relationship to Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam. Wahum la yash'urun, and the people were never aware of her relationship to Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam. So here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that Allah is the wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the protector, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah protected the heart of the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And bearing in mind that parts of this surah was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was making hijrat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this way consoles the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also, that you are making hijrat from Makkah to Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, but Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also placed in this box, and he was sent away from the home of his mother, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken care of him. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.